Justin Tucker, the kicker for the Ravens, who has been called the greatest kicker of all time, has been accused, I believe, by 6 massage therapists of inappropriate acts while on the massage table, including touching where he shouldn't.
Hard, erect penis.
The rollover with the erection.
Yeah, and the grazing, I believe.
With his penis.
Yeah, with. And the most egregious act of all.
I know what you're going to say. Ejaculate on the table.
Right there on the table.
It's disgusting. It's disgusting.
Can you imagine just coming in to that room after he's done, you see that? I'd chase him out in the parking lot.
I would too. I'd say, are you Justin Tucker? Yes. Did you just ejaculate on this table that I'm
You're crazy. I wouldn't do something like that. I see it. I'm looking at it.
I saw it. Mm-hmm. I know that you did it.
I mean, I don't know what his reputation, I mean, I don't know how this is going to play out because I saw the headlines like you guys did. And the first thing I thought of was his reputation before this was, in my mind, spotless.
Not only that.
But these are heavy duty accusations.
Not only was it spotless, he was like NFL Man of the Year.
Doesn't he like a classically trained opera singer too?
Yes.
Oh, he is.
And holds records that may never be broken.
Incredible kicker, yeah.
Now, his side is, of course, he denies all of it.
Mm-hmm.
He says that he knew the story was coming, that I guess they basically said, we're going to do this piece on you. Mm-hmm. He just didn't know what it was going to be about. So he's saying, this is all planned. This is one giant, don't believe any of it.
But it's 6 women.
Yeah, and that could be, of course, as we learned with Deshaun Watson, normally more come forward.
Mm-hmm. One can only wonder, and you guys watch probably more of the league more closely than I do with your fantasy football stats and whatnot, but I don't know when Tucker got word about this, because his performance this year was spotty. He had some bad games.
And he had never had bad games.
Never. He was missing kicks that he would never have missed.
He was the most.
Who knows if his mind was elsewhere?
Coming into the season, he was the most accurate kicker of all time. And I don't think he is anymore. He missed too many this year, and he's a shade below whoever's number one.
Well,
now.
And depending on how long he knew, this might have been it. Because, I mean, with this giant story looming over you, it's hard to concentrate.
See, I believed Deshaun Watson at first, too, when he denied it. But then, like 51 or 30 women, it's like, okay, I mean, you know. 6 women say it. It's hard not to believe.
I'm almost surprised that someone at that level, and I don't know what his pay level is, but he's one of the best kickers, you know, probably going.
One of the best ever. He really is. He's an incredible
kicker. Even with his, I mean, I don't know, his salary is probably not going to be the same bracket clearly as a, you know, Patrick Mahomes or anything, but he should have his own personal massage therapist.
Yeah,
that's what's
like his own team. Why I don't know why he's hiring other people unless he has a deal with the local.
Mm-hmm.
Well, not only business. That, he was going in. I'm with you. I thought of his level.
Yeah,
he'd be bringing somebody into the house, but it sounds like he was still going to actual massage places. Yes,
says he makes about $7 million a year, so that's pretty good.
Yeah,
money.
I bet he has a chef. I bet he has a team.
Yes. And look at Deshaun Watson. I mean, you know he was well paid, and he went to many different
tons of business.
Mm-hmm. He's a quarterback. He's getting quarterback money.
Now, of course, the internet does not sleep.
Oh no.
And the minute this dropped, they started calling him Justin Tucker, which I felt over the line.
What about Justin Tucker?
I like that.
More over the line. More over the line to me. I don't like that word. That's another one I do not like. Encroachment?
Yep.
Offense.
Yep.
Whatever. Number 5.
First down.
I mean, that I don't care for that. I don't like that. In fact, go ahead.
Somebody had posted Diddy's face in a Justin Tucker jersey.
Oh no.
And I think the most egregious of all is a fake trade announcement to the Browns to join Deshaun Watson.
I was probably in my early 20s. I didn't know what that word meant that you just used.
Which word?
Jizz.
What's that?
Jizz. I didn't know. It was a slang I had not heard. I'm from Ashburn.
Until what age?
23.
Really?
23?
Yeah. I'll never forget where I was. You mentioned it yesterday. I was at Wendy's with some guy, college, and 22, and we're at Wendy's, and they had that table that had the old...
One upper nap?
Yep. The double
two-story?
The two-story one. And it had the double... It had the old newsprint tables,
you know?
And... the guy I was with, we were having lunch after some, we were doing like some sort of project, a radio project together, and we went and had lunch at Wendy's, and he had a packet of mayonnaise, or somebody had put mayonnaise on the table, and he's like, somebody jizzed on this table. And I was like, what do you mean?
Yeah.
No idea.
I don't know what that is.
And you can't look it up then, you know. So I just, I didn't know what it meant. I thought jizz was just like a term for mayonnaise.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I'd say,
hey, I'll take a chicken sandwich, extra jizzy. What?
No, as a matter of fact, hold the jizz.
Oh, my God.
It's embarrassing. It's embarrassing.
These penthouse letters are so weird.
Yeah.
What's with all the mayonnaise?
Once again, my naivete.
Yeah.
What a rube.
Terrible. Yeah. Terrible.
Now, my favorite fast food burger is the Whopper because they put ketchup and jizz on it. What did he just say?
Yeah. That's standard.
I don't know why,
but I keep jars of jizz in my house.
For years. For years. I like this new squeezable jizz.
What?
Oh.
I'm naive. Yeah. I had naivete. I did not know that. And I don't like the word the same. It starts with a C. You know what I'm talking about. Okay. Mm-hmm. The same thing. Mm. And remember, I had that coworker that time, and I had never heard this phrase either. This was several years ago. Probably I'm in my mid-30s now, and we're at an event together, charity event, and our coworker, our sales guy, was there, and he sees a girl he used to date in college, and he says, man, I used to date her when I was young and dumb and full of boop. And I just stared at him like, what did you just say? And he just repeated it time and time again. He's like, man, I was young and dumb and full of beep and just went on and on about how she liked it here and there. And I was like, you have to stop talking to me right now. This is a charity event. I'm going to go up on stage here any minute.
I cannot go up there aroused.
She was good looking. Yeah. She was really good looking. And she was like helping out.
These are not pleated. I can't go up there.
Please stop talking.
These pants are not pleated. It was the flat front era. Remember that?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. That was a terrible time. All because of my naivete. I had not heard that phrase. I had not heard the word jizz until the Wendy's in 1992. God. I mean, that's the first time I ever heard that. And that guy told me that. He's like, somebody just jizzed on the table. I was like, hey, yeah.
Cool.
Meanwhile, the Wendy's employee's like, not again. Which table?